So, good evening, everybody. It's Thursday the 12th of February at 7 o'clock, and this is West Mersey Town Council's full council meeting. So, welcome, everybody. The town clerk is recording this meeting, and you're welcome to record if you so wish. Straight into the agenda, 26.34, to receive apologies for absence and a vote of acceptance to be taken. Do we have anybody?
Yep, I've received apologies from Councillor Williams.
Okay, thank you. Do we accept the apologies?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. 26.35, to record declarations of interest. Members are invited to declare any relevant interest. Notwithstanding this item, members may subsequently declare an interest at any point during the meeting. Does anybody have any interest they'd like to declare?
City Councillor.
Thank you. I'd like to declare item number 2648. We've received a quote, which is one of my neighbours, but I've come here today with an open mind.
Jack, can I, under 2624 or 15, committee declare an interest, as I'm going to talk about Essex University. And
okay.
I hold an appointment.
Thank you, Councillor. 26. Which one is it, John, please?
41.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. Anybody else?
No.
Thank you. 26.36, public session, 15 minutes, 3 minutes per speaker. Do we have anybody that would like to speak this evening, please? Thank you. Okay, so who would like to go first?
I would like to praise the council for the magnificent boardwalk and trying to stop the authorities felling the avenue trees for the squirrels. The great success of the boardwalk, though, is leading to more people to the lethal tank traps. Two people have reported to me that they have been injured on these anti-personnel weapons. The war with our Germanic friends has been over now for 80 years. These have to be removed. Also at Decoy Point, there are dangerous RSJs sticking out of the beach. For health and safety reasons, these also need to be removed. At the road end of the boardwalk, a resident has the elm grove annually cut down. This is a conservation area and permission is required. Also, trees along the esplanade, for the third year running, have been poisoned and removed. I ask the council to take action, put cameras in. These vandals seem to be getting bolder, as it appears if you take a tree out, you'll get away with it. They know this. The council needs to make an example of these vandals taking our trees down. And if you're not going to take the traps out, I've got some signs here, look. You can have up.
Yeah.
But then you would you could be liable. I mean, you know what happened at Moulton, didn't you? It cost the council £1 million. I don't know if you'd be liable with the Crown Estate.
But if you don't want that up, there's another thing you could have. Look, you could have
this timepiece. Peace in our time. It would be... I'd rather have peace in our time than I would this. But, you know, they are dangerous. And I did
speak to councillor on my left here, and what it is the bases now. They're not preventing erosion because the bases are above.
That the dragon's teeth are being cut up, but there's a bases which are now sticking above. And, you wouldn't want to dive in one of them. I mean, if you don't get killed there, if you go further along the monkey beach, there's stakes sticking out, but they're going to remove them, haven't they? And I've been in touch with Crown Estates. They said they're going to remove them, but leave the tank traps in case the Germans come, I suppose. But they'll only be after our sunbeds now. But if you go further down Decoy Pond, you can get speared on that RSJ, you know. It's your choice where you get speared. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Just to let you know, Steve, the town clerk has contacted Crown Estates and is waiting for a response to come back about the tank cracks.
Well, they did. Well, they've stopped getting contact from me now, but they did say they're clearly marked on the Admiralty chart. So when you go down, get your Admiralty chart out before we go swimming and check. But an Admiralty chart costs anything from £20 to £80. So, save a life, I suppose.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, hello, I'm Jessica from the allotments, and I'm just here to answer any questions that we had about the proposals that we made, but then also to bring attention to the council of the gates of the allotments, which one of them is basically coming up. It looks like it was never actually cemented in, and I'm just concerned that we need to get this fixed before summer comes and people are using it regularly so that we don't have any damage to vehicles coming and going.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Would anyone else like to speak? No? Okay. Councillor Parsons, would you like to speak?
Just a comment on the last speaker. Just about the only thing that you are actually required to do as a town council actually relates to considering requests for allotments. Everything else you have permissive powers, which is actually what Colchester City Council also has in respect of sea defence. They're only permissive powers. There's been no full council meetings at Colchester since the last meeting. There was a meeting of the local plan committee last night. Some of you watched it. I assume the television wasn't so great last night. So I have pushed and kind of got a yes from officers that they will now publish a breakdown of how many responses in the local plan consultation were that for each site, and how many were for and how many were against. And I think obviously that's, you know, I don't need to explain why we want that. So that should be being provided. Secondly, there was a further edition of the National Planning Policy Framework draft issued just before Christmas. That has one really interesting thing on it that I would like to flag up to you. And I've been kind of, I was actually quite pleased to see it in there. Most of the stuff in there I'm not pleased to see. And that is that local authorities in their local plan have to take account of the climate change risk from wildfires. Now, we all know what happened 3 years ago down on the London border, where a whole street of houses in the village was burnt out. I have been laying a trail with the local plan committee for the last 6 months plus on this subject. And I basically said to them over the summer, this is something we need to be thinking about. This is the new climate change risk. Essex is is the driest county in the whole of the country. And there are a number of places where there is a single access road in. For example, East Mersey, West Mersey, if we think about the Strood, part of Fingring Hoe, and so forth. So I raised that in the summer. I raised it again last night because it's now in the National Planning Policy Framework, and said, can we get, before the next meeting next month, a list? It will take half an hour, looking at the ordnance survey map of all those places where there is only one road in or out. The immediate response I got was, well, there aren't any. So, well, yes, there are. There's three in Mersey and Pyefleet Ward, West Mersey, East Mersey, Fingring Hoe. Now, the reason I've been pushing that one is, as we've said before in these meetings, there is, with the local plan consultation, not only is what's being proposed at the moment, Dawes Lane, but because there are huge numbers in some of the other villages, like Langham in the north has been tripled in size, there is a possibility some of that could be reallocated to places like Mersey. I think we've probably done enough in those consultation responses so that won't happen. But it's always worth having those things in your back pocket like that to keep playing. So just want to flag that one up to you. Places that have got a single access road in and out. Obviously, if the fire, wildfire was to jump that road, what it means is the only way to evacuate the population is over the fields. And obviously, if you've got elderly, disabled people, that is incredibly difficult. It makes them extremely vulnerable, and therefore you should not have developments in those places. And I think you can see where this one's going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's about all I've got to say, apart from the fact that in 2 weeks we've got the budget meeting where we'll be proving your precept. Any questions?
Any questions, councillors?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Could I ask a question? Thank you very much for raising last night the whole question of the responses to the a plan here. What, Martin, is your view about the responses from Mersey? What was the volume? Because there was an awful lot of problems that I experienced and the council experienced in people entering comments on the portal, and by other means. And there was great disappointment, I think, that there was no live event, actually. They were held in the town hall, but not here.
Mm.
The other thing that I think does concern us as a community is that a lot of other villages are making quite a lot of noise. There's a group around Langham. And there are so many variables with this local plan. The National Plan Framework is mentioned as one, but the whole shortfall in infrastructure and roads is another.
Yeah.
There must be some concern, I think, amongst our city councillors that there may be some redistribution of the housing numbers coming up. And that's what I think residents are concerned about.
Yeah, and so let me pick up your first point to begin with. I repeatedly raised those concerns that there wasn't a public meeting taking place in villages, and I said there should be in the major settlements, so West Mersey, Tiptree, West Burgle, etc. You know, this is a no-brainer. Unfortunately, the officers seem to want to do things the way they've always done things. Yeah. Secondly, on the planning portal, I've described that as being, it was like a maze to get into. Once you got into it, it was like writing on a piece of paper. But getting into that, that's why I kept flagging up to people and saying to all the parish councils around here, you need to go to this link, you then need to go to section 12 of it. Mm. If you don't know it's on section 12, you've got no hope. You're going to scroll through that forever. So, I was not at all impressed with that. I did raise the concerns. In terms of where we're at now, as I think I said last meeting, just before Christmas, the government made another announcement on planning that if a local authority is likely to refuse planning permission to any development of 150 or more houses, it must, quote, inform the minister so the minister can take the decision without the normal planning inquiry. Frankly, what that means is it's driven a coach and horses through the local plan, particularly in terms of sites like Dawes Lane, So we're in the situation now on that where there is a proposal for 300. Actually, if there was to be local expressed opposition to that, what would then happen is the developer could put in an application for 500 or more, 750 say. Certainly that site could take 500 if you went up to East Mersey Road. The council would then have to say, there's local opposition, we're quite likely to refuse it, inform the minister, and guess what the minister's going to do? We are completely over a barrel. It's not like having one hand behind your back. We've now got two hands tied behind our back, so thank you very much, Mr. Minister. But that's where we're at. It is a forced choice between absolutely unpalatable alternatives, I'm afraid.
And other villages getting together, raising the whole question of them shedding numbers and them going elsewhere?
A few parishes in the north are doing that, and they've employed planning consultants together. What they're doing, though, is not actually reducing numbers. They're saying, we think it would be better in this place rather than the places you've proposed it. At the end of the day, you know, everybody knows that the government have legally required the council to do this. Now, I pushed last night, you know, there's that choice the council's made in terms of building outwards in the rural area rather than upwards in the urban areas. That's not going to change, I think, at this point, though. And the reality is it's more expensive to build upwards in the urban area.
Okay.
And they will talk about viability, which means does the developer make enough money? And obviously you get more for houses around here than you do if you put them in the middle of Colchester.
Yeah. Thank you, Martin, for what you do.
Anything else?
Okay.
I need to go in about 5 minutes.
Okie dokie. Thank you. I should have said, moving on to the 26-27 to receive County and City Council's reports. So thank you very much for that. Councillor Pearling.
I've got nothing to add to what Matthew Martin said, but you are trying to find the consultation. Because on Facebook, I was actually putting the direct links on for people to get to, which a lot of people found very useful, because trying to navigate was unbelievable.
All right, okay, thank you. 26:38 to confirm the minutes of council meeting of the 15th of January. If you all looked at the minutes, please.
Yeah.
Any comments, councillors?
Only 26:10 that says no members present of the public, but there were. There was just no one speaking.
Okay, so can we just amend the comment to reflect that?
Whatever. No representations from the public.
Anything else?
No.
Councillors?
No, fine, they look good to me.
So can I have a proposal that we accept the minutes with a slight amendment, please? Thank you. Seconder, please? Councillor Pearling, thank you. All in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. 26:39 to confirm minutes the extraordinary council meeting of the 21st of January 2026. If you all had the minutes.
Yeah.
It's quite straightforward, these ones,
aren't they? Quite straightforward.
Okay, can I have a proposal, please? Thank you. Seconder, please.
Who proposed?
Councillor Jenkins. Yeah. Councillor Hinderwells. Second, or was it yourself? All that is going Okay, Councillor Hinderwells, second.
Yeah.
All in favour?
Yep.
Thank you.
Abstain.
Abstain. Councillor Wyndham. Abstain. Thank you. Okay, so 26:40 to agree and approve a list of payments.
There aren't any payments today, thankfully.
Okay, thank you. This is going to go very quickly, this meeting. 26:41 to provide an update from committees.
Can I start off? Environment and community services. There's some really good news on the front of our Red Squirrels. We made contact with Essex County Council about tree work and Red Squirrels, where they were impacting the tree work on the breeding season of squirrels, and we've received the help of the local Red Squirrel group and Graham Farley in this regard, and we've had a letter from Essex County Council as a result of the review which they've undertaken with us. They've come to a decision, and I read that they will postpone all planned works in Fairhaven, Seaview and Empress until November 26, and that they consider this is the most cost-effective way, mutually agreeable way of going forward, and we will contact the council in early September to organise the necessary inspections by our officers and volunteers to ensure all forward is in place to allow the work to progress in November. So that's a very satisfactory work in relation to trees. The second area can I report on is that we've made quite a lot of progress in relation to our interest on the environment. We were invited to take part in an international gathering about using natural elements and crustaceans to help in sea defences, and that a number of us, including Sophie, attended the symposium last week. It was an international get-together, and it's an EEC funded project, and it will allow us to look at alternative sea defences from the point of view of not permanent structures, and that work continues. And the other work, which is also funded by Europe, is looking at the way that the communities in the Blackwater and Cone estuaries are looking at trying to protect their coastal environment. And Blackwater and the Cone has been chosen as one of seven international events looking at river basins throughout Europe. I think this is quite important for the council because it draws in a number of specialists into the importance of this work, and it also relates very closely to our interest in coastal protection in the question of climate warming. So those are two things that I'd like to report. The third thing that I would like to report is very much what was discussed earlier about the local plan. There are a huge number of variables affecting the local plan, and I'm glad that we did put out a specialist leaflet on the local plan, because although the number of representations on the local plan work great for Colchester and the city as a whole, the number that apparently have come from Mersey have been really significant and really detailed. We will try and make available through Councillor Parsons and elsewhere where specific things have been noted. One of the particular areas was on the place, and Councillor Powling mentioned it just informally to me, is that that was the only place really that people could make detailed comments on. And that was really unsatisfactory, because there were many other headings which could be put forward. We did it under our, as far as the council was concerned, we did it under that item, but we did, I think, 14 in total, I think, we made under representation. Now that's really important when it comes to the inspector's view, which will be dealt with later this year. So I'm glad that we did that, and I think the council should take some pleasure and some compliment in the sense that the way it put forward the particular aspects. The variables which I think are important for us, and I just want to make this clear to the council and to people in the room, that the city council is by no means out of the water regarding its housing numbers. It's always been confident that it could see off developers on housing numbers to provide a supply of housing numbers at least for 5 years. What they admitted last night at the city council was at best that is down to 3 years now, that year. And even on that, I'm not certain that that is going to be completely true, because I know that quite a lot of work is being undertaken on the whole question of housing numbers. We saw off the case in East Road on the basis of housing numbers. That was one big element. But there is a very important test case which we as a council will need to look at in Tiptree in March, where a developer is putting forward the view that the 3-year supply is not available.
We've got the point that I mentioned about Langham. Langham has put forward quite a clever argument that there are some elements of the local plan that should be taken in advance. That may well have some traction. It would suit Langham to put that forward. And again, I'm not quite sure, neither is the City Council quite sure about how that will actually go forward. There's a lot more work that needs to be done on infrastructure. The report that I'd like to make is that our Environment Committee decided on Tuesday that after a review of the material, to recommend that there should be an approach to the planning officers at the City Council for the Town Council to meet them so that we could review some of the evidence that has been put forward by the Council. It was very clear last night that the City Council were very keen to hear from parishes and town and us in terms of a parish council, in terms of looking at the material that's been put forward. And I think my judgment was, and so is so true of our committee, was that it would make a lot of sense to meet them, and we should make an offer to do so. Because I don't want this council to be looked upon as a group of people who are just opposed to development, mm-hmm. and that we should try and see what common ground does exist in terms of the evidence. So what I would suggest, and we can't take a decision tonight in terms of formally in terms of the letter, but what I would like to do is get an understanding that I might provide a draft of a letter that can go, because it needs to go pretty quickly after last night, so that the council could consider that by exchange of email in terms of what is happening. So that would be it as a result of what the environment committee says. But I think we've put forward an excellent case through the working party and through the environmental committee in terms of our opposition to the 300, but we need to see what scope exists under that in terms of whether we can meet some accommodation on the evidence put forward.
Okay, thanks, John. Thank you. Is that everything?
That's
yeah.
Everything.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Mine's shorter than John's.
Mine's going to be very short.
We were going to meet a couple of weeks back, but unfortunately we weren't caught. But we are meeting on Monday to have a look at the internal auditor's interim account report, which was very favourable to the council, I think. But she did raise a couple of points, most of which we were aware of. And we need to look on Monday at the fact that we aren't, as a council, covered by any government guarantees on accounts over £125,000 with banks. Under finance, so we have to spread our reserves around, and we have to make sure we have sufficient liquidity at the same time. So we're going to go through that on Monday. But we'll report on that at the next meeting. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Me? Oh, planning, yes. it could have been even shorter than Bob. We met last Monday of last week, considered six applications, four of them run-of-the-mill householder applications, as I normally say, porches, extensions, etc., which I believe we didn't have any particular objections to. The other two were to do with the refurbishment of the carp, advertising sign and cladding of the outside. And that's it. Nothing exciting to report.
No, I don't agree. There's definitely nothing exciting to report. Assets. We haven't had an assets meeting since the last full council because there's not been a need to have one. However, I do feel that we need to meet and go through the tree survey so that we can prioritise with the funds that we've got, the works that are required to do.
Yep.
So I think we do need to meet. And also personnel, we've not met, but we do need to meet. There's quite a lot going on with personnel at the moment. So we need to, again, get a date in the diary for that as well. So that's the committee. So going down to B, working groups. No, and I've got no update on working group either. C, representatives. Anything on your direction?
Yes, quite interesting to be honest. After the last meeting, after the last letter we sent, and communications I had with other councillors outside as well, I wrote to Essex County Council regarding the bus site. And it was a regulatory and compliance officer that I got a reply from stating, and I will just abbreviate it because it was quite long, the electronic bus, the electronic timetables. At present, the real-time passenger information is not able to provide passengers with cancellation or disruption information, including where the services will terminate at Peldon. However, the RPTI contract is due to be re-procured later this year as part of the new contract requirements. The incoming provider will be required to ensure that real-time disruption and cancellation information will be shown on the displays. This will mean that buses are cancelled or disrupted due to tidal conditions, providing the bus operator updates their feed during the information to appear on the displays. The other bit is that they will be installing the timetables, electronic timetables, on West Mersey Island as per the new contract in real time later on in the year. So that's my update so far.
Okay, thank you. Can you provide copies to the town clerk and the councillors?
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Right, I think that's it, isn't it? Yeah.
Yep,
right, okay, so 2642 to receive the town clerk's report.
Okay, it's just a few updates really. The school gardens, the metal bench work is now completed and there's new seating where the slats have been installed. The SSI, SSSI work, maintenance work has been completed. Toilets, we've installed the disabled alarm that was missing, so that's gone in. Fieldy View Woodland Cemetery, the hedge was cut back this month. Wellhouse closing gate mechanism has been installed, so that's been completed. And on the glebe fencing, the reflectors have been added onto the post there. Fairhaven toilet, we're still pending paperwork and start date, which means that the deep clean, again, we're waiting for that to be finished.
Yeah.
And depending after that.
Yeah.
We have scheduled some meetings with some play park providers to discuss the possibility of new equipment being installed. Beacon posts, we've had two quotes, we're just waiting for the third one. And our health and safety advisor has just completed a visit with all the council owned property in the view of completing a risk assessment for all the council sort of land.
Okay, thank you. How much more work is there on with their open toilets, do we know?
That's the roof,
isn't it? How much longer, do we know? Or
is it it's weather pending.
They aren't putting a roof on, a temporary roof on, so they'll have to wait till it stops.
It certainly rains a lot, isn't it? Thanks, Kirsty. 2643, to review and agree the following policies and documents. A, allotment tenancy agreement.
Can I just say that these were put together so that it aligned with the documents that the Allotment Association have, so that we're both in alignment.
And the landlord.
Can I say something?
Yes, of course. Any comments? Thank you.
Sorry, we haven't met before. You're Mrs.?
Jessica Dowley.
Jessica Dowley.
Yep.
Thank you. It always used to be Bernard, didn't it?
Yeah.
Chairman?
Yes.
Sometimes. Yes, obviously our solicitor has been through this. I never argue with our solicitor, but very often.
No, sorry, the solicitor hasn't. This has come from the London Association.
All right, so they've had a solicitor.
Yeah.
Fine, that's good. I've only got one observation, and funnily enough, it's to do with the comment you made.
No, okay.
I went past it last night, it was almost dark, and the gate was open. And it might be open because, and I didn't know this, because the post is broken. But I think we ought to put something in this that says that the last person on site should ensure that the gate is locked.
Yeah.
And that needs to be in the agreement. because there's a lot on that site that could be broken into, and of course it could have travellers on it as well, which we certainly don't want. So I think I would like to have added to it that the last person on site secures the gate. Is that fair?
Yeah, exactly.
Apart from that, it looks perfectly fine to me.
Should we put this before our own solicitor as well?
Very few minor.
That's minor, isn't it?
Really worth it.
Any further comments? No?
As long as everything in there aligns with the lease, which I believe it does, it's fine.
But we're going to take all items A to C on block.
We need to look through each one, don't we?
I think so. Shall we agree each one as we go down? So,
or we could discuss each one and then agree on block.
No, it makes sense.
Don't mind, I really don't mind.
Unless we want to go back and change something.
I'd just do it in block.
Shall I read for everyone? I can't see a problem with anyone.
Right, okay,
so apart from that, B, small adjustment.
Okay, so B, Mialgia agreement.
Yeah.
Any comments?
I haven't. Have you been through it as well? Can I ask you if you've been through it?
What's that?
The agreement.
Oh, yeah. That's where it came from, all of that. That's going through it.
So you're happy with it?
Okay. Yeah, we just wanted to align with the landlord rules and all of them, isn't the same statements.
No, I think it's okay. Sorry, I'm just looking at it. I didn't hear that. No, I haven't got any comments on it.
Okay, thank you.
It seems there isn't many changes to the tenancy agreement. Just clarifying some points to do with trees or fruit trees or whatever. There was a in the number 9 in that's been deleted in the allotment tenancy agreement does say to ensure gates are kept closed and locked at all times.
Yeah, well, that's been deleted, of course, but
yeah.
It's really closing up, the last person leaves closing
yes,
up.
Yes, that's right,
yeah.
Quite.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
We'll come back to that one.
What is the position of regarding fruit trees?
That's to do with the lease, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's some terms in the lease about it, the actual lease between us and the landowner.
Okay.
The lease with the landowner, if I may. It says timber and timber-like trees. And so we just wanted to clarify that it was that, so that people can still trim and keep their fruit trees properly.
Fruit
trees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so the Mialgia appointment.
Yeah.
Any comments?
No, but I'm happy with it.
C, health and safety policy.
Has this picked up the points that Jan has made, the internal auditor has made? Health and safety.
Didn't really come into it, and that's a separate issue. She didn't really mention the health and safety policy, it was more to do with risk assessments.
Okay. All right.
Is this different to one we had before, or is
it's
it back
exactly
complete?
The same, apart from updating it, changing the
names and things like that.
You're the health and safety man, John, what do you make of it?
Very comprehensive.
Yeah.
If it's kept to. If it's kept
to. So the content's the same.
Yeah. Any comments?
No.
See, ticking the boxes requires all legal requirements, so I'm happy to propose we accept all 3 and 43.
Yep.
Any comments first?
Are you okay with the
one?
Okay. Right, we'll go to proposal. Councillor Shapell, you're proposing. Seconder, please. Councillor Ricker, all in favour?
Yep.
Thank you. £26.44 to agree the quotation for the fire risk assessment for the council office and Rushmere at a cost of £300.
This was highlighted by the auditor and we are should renew it. It's run out.
Okay. Any comments?
Seems a reasonable price to me.
It does? Yeah. No comments?
I've got one question. We pay a retainer already. Could it be done within that retainer?
You get 3 hours a month, don't we? As part of the retainer.
Yeah, but can it be included within?
Well, I hate to say it,
but that's a good point. The risk assessments, they can actually go through them quite quickly on that within the building. I already know what this needs myself. I'm just saying, it's just a point. Maybe to include, we do pay a retainer.
Ask about the risk assessment and the visits and was that included, and she reiterated yes it was, but actually policy document writing wasn't.
Yeah, the same sort.
I'm not sure why, I should clarify, try to find out.
Okay. Right. Would you like to seek clarity before and defer this item?
I agree with what Carl.
We need a risk assessment. Fire risk assessment. It has to be in place.
Okay, so are we accepting the quotation?
Yeah. I think we accept it, but you have a little conversation to see if you can get it.
Okay. Is it 2 months worth?
Six hours, yeah. Yeah, because we don't actually call upon our health and safety officer and
have the last couple of months.
So, right, okay.
I'll propose it.
Thank you, I'm happy to second. All in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. 26.45 to agree the quotation for the supply of cleaning products and consumables for the public toilets at a cost of 2194.89. Any comments, please?
Well, these are absolutely essential. They're all part of the budget. We can't do without them.
They need to be on the agenda, being said they're consumables.
No, it wasn't in the. It was over an amount that needs to be.
Right. Okay.
Which could be something we could look at the financial regulations.
If we were being pernickety about it, you could have been split in half.
No, you can't do that.
Can't do that. Sorry,
it specifically says that.
Yeah, you can't split it.
Well, we might be to take it out next time, will you?
Well, no, it's
right.
That's a,
well, with this one, I think it is what it is. If you want to keep toilets open, you've got
to have
it.
Yes, I propose it.
Okay, I'll second it. All in favour?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes.
John, sorry.
Yep.
Thank you.
That one's definitely a no-brainer, isn't it?
26.46 to agree for the town clerk to attend an appointed first day training course at a cost of £50. Any comments, please?
This is an official. Well, it gives you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Is this by Mr.
No, this is to do with the first day, so that we don't need in the office to have someone who's attended a full first day.
Oh, I see.
We just need an appointed person.
Okay.
It's not mandatory, but she said it's good practice, and it's her recommendation as the health and safety advisor that I attend this.
So, it's just basic.
Yeah.
Okay.
To do in this situation.
Any other questions? Thank you. Proposal, please. Councillor Hintwell, seconder. Councillor Boylan, all in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. 26.47, to agree the quotation to install a new footpath using a compacted gravel finish at Coast Road. I'm going to make the suggestion here that we defer this item as we don't have all the information in front of us. So my proposal is to defer.
Very good.
Seconder, please.
Yep.
Thank you. All in favour?
Councillor Ricker.
In favour? Thank you. 26.48 to agree the quotation for the external repairs at the Glee Pavilion at a cost of £1,655 plus back. I mean, we've spoken about this some time ago, and we did make a commitment to get the repairs done.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any comments regarding this quotation?
I think it's extremely reasonable.
Just for some clarity, can you tell us what actually is going to be repaired, Kirsty?
Well,
it's taken a long time to put this quote together, to get someone to quote. It was very difficult, as I mentioned before, because the building has deteriorated since the condition survey report was first surfaced, and it's very difficult to isolate one problem because it leads into another. So he said, go on what he can. It's, as it says, the gutter fittings and completion from the report on July.
Okay, thank you.
And some cladding as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
cladding.
Some gutter fittings, roof repairs, some cladding repairs. So he'd gone through all the items that we asked that he could.
Okay, so he identified what needs to be done now.
Okay,
to save the building deteriorating any
further. Any further comments? And these, just to reiterate, these were highlighted in the survey that was done quite some time ago. We just haven't acted. So, okay, can I have a proposer, please? Councillor Hinderwell, seconder, please. Councillor Jenkins, all in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. 2649, to agree to fell the damaged ash tree at Glebe at a cost of £800 plus VAT in accordance with the high priority recommendation in the tree survey. Any questions?
Just a point though, it isn't high, is it? It's actually medium risk, T850. Which is really why I went to today's general question, is that when I looked through the tree report, there were some high priorities which we hadn't addressed.
Okay.
This is a medium priority,
yes.
And I'm wondering if we decided we'd put it on the agenda because it's close to the road, because it's close to the pitches.
But I would have thought that it would have been picked up as a high priority.
So
and,
right.
I think it was one that was looked at before.
Yeah.
So it's a quote that had already been sourced.
Okay.
And the recommendation was to fail, and because we already had the quotes.
Okay. Would it not be more appropriate to defer this item until such time we've gone through the tree survey?
Yeah, because we may want
to
use that 800 to take
a high priority
action.
And, you know, we know the budget going forward, but at the moment, you'll be taking funds from reserves, because there's no money left in this year's budget.
But how is the priorities assessed? Danger to the public, danger to the tree?
That's what the report says, yes.
Yeah, because I know this tree, if it did collapse, could fall onto the road.
Well, that's right.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It's a significant decay in stem base and at 1.5 metres at site of previous wound, adjacent football pitch, adjacent to a football pitch and roadside. It doesn't say it's an imminent danger of falling down.
No, okay.
So medium risk, so that is 12 months, actually in 12 months or something.
Yeah.
I think we ought to look at the report of what the priorities are first, the high priorities, and work our way down. Hold on. And work our way down and, you know, use the funds to deal with the high priorities first. Not saying that we shouldn't be doing
we're doing things.
Councillor
Ackland. Can I reinforce the point I think that Nigel made? I had taken it that the reason for this was the fact of public safety and the effect, if it did come down, that it would have quite an, could have an impact on the people who are using the Glebe.
But also, in someone's doing a survey, would they not be assessing for the damage
who chose this tree as attention over the others?
It was identified before the tree survey was completed.
Okay.
And probably a quote was sourced.
Yes. I was going to ask, when did that 12-month period start that it should be attended to? Because we're entering the spring in the growing season, it's going to get leaves and have more wind resistance, etc.
But that's
my point.
There's lots of trees on this report that have got decay in them.
No, I know, it's just the position of it next to a public,
I think the recommendation would have said take it down because it needs to come down, but it doesn't say that.
No.
I would still suggest that we have an ASICS meeting and look at the priority of the trees. We've got the quotation.
Yeah, because you're going to lose the opportunity to do any work on it once the leaves and it's, you know.
And again, I would suggest that we defer the item until we've gone through the survey.
Can we do that quite quickly then?
Yes, we can. We can.
I think we can.
Yeah. Okay, so my proposal would be to defer this item. Could I have a seconder, please? Councillor Baker, thank you. All in favour?
Yeah. I'm abstaining.
Oh, you're abstaining, okay. Sophie, thank you. Thank you. Is that in case it falls down? All right, 26.50, to agree the quotation for turfing the graves and the churchyard maintenance at a cost of £2,290 plus VAT. Any comments, please? Councillor Hinkler.
Just for clarification, it's the graves in Feldy that are being turfed. The turf isn't for the churchyard.
No, the quote is, or the estimate as he calls it, it's quite clear. But it's First Rose Cemetery, 25 grave plots need to be prepared.
Yes.
In the churchyard, there are rose beds. We did query this, didn't we?
Yes, that's why I mentioned it, just in case anyone else was just looking at the agenda and wondered why all that was happening in the churchyard.
My view is, I think it's quite important this is done.
Oh yes, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I think we're obliged to do it.
I propose that we accept this proposal.
Seconds of please.
Five seconds.
Okay, come from Councillor Acker. Thank you. All in favour?
Mm.
Thank you. 26.51, to agree the quotation for maintenance of the park equipment in West Mersey Park, which is to include replacement parts for the scramble net and slide and repairing and resighting the nest ring at a cost of £17,802.4p. Alright. Well, well done, Bob, for all your efforts on this.
Well, I didn't do anything, really. But shall I just say something on this?
Yes, please.
I'm never quite sure what councillors know or don't know about this, but has anybody seen the proposed plan or the possible plan?
Mm-hmm.
We've got a basket swing in the youth field, which needs some attention. But we think on reflection we really could do with moving it into the lower area because it's really for the youngsters, particularly those that are maybe less able as well. We also have reports from Rosper and others that say we need to take the wooden unit down that's there currently, it's not safe. And there's also problems with the unit with the slide as well. That have been flagged up. So we need to do some remedial work there. We need to move this. We need to take out the wooden unit. So it's an all-encompassing quote. The new equipment that we're thinking of will need three quotes. So this is replacement equipment, moving equipment that only Sutcliffe can do because it's their equipment. So I think under the circumstances, we need to get ahead and do this replacement work and to move this unit and bring it back into use.
So therefore it comes under specialised for the quote in the financial regulations, I think it is, isn't it? That you don't have to get three quotes because
it's
specialised.
Because only one provider
that
does your quote, it's covered in the financial regulations.
Yeah, just so that we're not...
Absolutely.
Does that include the AT?
It's £17,492 excluding VAT,
yeah.
Okay. But we don't pay VAT. So,
well,
so that is the figure. But we get that back.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Any questions, councillors?
So my understanding that we only have one quote because it's specialised equipment.
Well, we can't go anywhere else
because
it's their equipment and they're preparing it.
Okay. But what about things like base preparation and growing works and stuff like that. Is that, I know what you're going to say probably, but I just wanted to clarify that. Is there bits in it that we could actually
get a grounds person to do
rather than
become a bit complicated than the project management goes?
I
think the biggest problem has been down to one groundsman at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, we can't do it ourselves.
We can't do it ourselves.
To get other contractors in, and then you'd have to manage everyone coordinating to do it. So. Yeah.
Has that answered your question?
Well, it has, and it's just that the surfacing, the biggest chunks of the money seem to be in things that other people could do, probably cheap. The bonded rubber mulch is $3,670, and you look at it and you think, doesn't that sound a lot of money? But
yeah,
it does. But
they're also guaranteeing it for a certain period of time.
And
they might get out of guaranteeing it if they didn't do the work and then the post moved or something like that.
I'm not saying I don't agree with the thing, but I'm just saying that it's, when you're chucking a load of money at the bits that are costing the money are normal groundworks.
I don't disagree, but we might find that any money saved is lost because we've got disruption and
not coordinated.
Not coordinated, and warranty issues.
Yeah.
And
sorts
of
things. Okay, any other questions?
Thank you.
Well, I would like to propose that we do accept their quotation and ask them to get cracking.
I'm quite happy to second it as well, because we've pulled this from the Rosmer reports. We pulled it away
for
council to address some of the issues. So I'm more than happy to second it. All in favour? Thank you. Well, I think that's going to be a first, less than an hour. So I'm now going to close this meeting. I'd like to thank you all for coming, and hopefully see you at our next meeting. Thank you very much. Thank you. So, before you guys go,